SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Tragedy in South Korea.
A passenger plane has burst into flames after it skidded off a runway at a South Korean airport, killing most of the 181 people on board. In one of the country's worst aviation disasters, the Jeju airplane slammed into a concrete fence when its front landing gear reportedly failed to deploy. The flight was returning from Bangkok and crashed while landing in the town of Muan, south of Seoul. The passengers were predominantly South Korean, as well as two Thai nationals. The CEO of Jeju Air, Kim Ibe, bowed in apology to the victims' families during a news conference. He said the cause of the accident will be determined by an official investigation. I'm Nayeon Kim.
Authorities do say only two people on that flight survived. They've both been badly hurt. Also at SRNnews.com, Congress stripping the IRS of another $20 billion in the government shutdown fight. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Congress revoked an additional $20 billion from the Internal Revenue Service last week when lawmakers averted a government shutdown, a cut that may undo many of President Joe Biden's efforts to improve customer service at the tax agency and train fresh scrutiny on wealthy tax cheats. Biden and congressional Democrats gave the IRS $80 billion in the 2022 Inflation Reduction Act, but Congress rescinded $20 billion as part of a 2023 budget deal. Shortly afterward, Republicans vowed that they'd be back for more IRS cuts. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
In California, authorities say state Justice Department officials now investigating the death of a man who was shot by his parole officer. The state corrections department says 26-year-old Jeremy Sanchez was being visited by the agent at his home in Fresno when a physical altercation broke out between the two. This is SRN News. Well, Samaritan's Purse training pastors in the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Here in America, if you want to be a clergyman, you go to seminary. In the DRC, that's not an option, and many men become pastors without any real training. And so Samaritan's Purse is implementing its portable Bible school, which provides seminary-level classes and materials to pastors, even in the most remote villages. The students get lessons in everything from the Bible to planning and finances, and Samaritan's Purse is providing it all free of charge. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Minneapolis has softened an ordinance that prohibited demonstrations outside abortion clinics after pro-life activists sued on free speech grounds. City Council has quietly amended the ordinance to exclude constitutionally protected activities and agreed to pay the plaintiffs legal fees. Pro-life action ministries say the decision amounts to an admission by the city the law violated the First Amendment. This is SRN News. Old liberation movements in southern Africa suffered serious electoral declines this year as millions of people made their voices heard in elections.
The African National Congress lost its majority in South Africa for the first time since it came to power in 1994. That brought a significant shift in the country's political landscape. The Botswana Democratic Party was also removed from power with an overwhelming victory for the opposition. The party had governed Botswana since 1966.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. State Department says an American school teacher arrested in Russia on drug charges 3 years ago has been designated by the U.S. government as wrongfully detained. Mark Fogel, a history teacher from Pennsylvania, serving a 14-year prison sentence after he was arrested in August of 2021. More details at SRNnews.com.